This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Leonard Griffith was a minister in Toronto for years, and he writes this as I begin. A procession of people passes through my mind. Leading the line is Bill, whose right arm hangs withered at his side. He's followed by Marjorie, who cannot get married because she's dominated by demanding parents. Along comes Frank, whose grown son is too mentally challenged to hold a job, but not challenged enough to be brought under control. In the distance, I can see Mary, whose husband is an alcoholic, and Tom, who hates his job and is up to his ears in debt. They all have one thing in common. They all bear burdens that slow down their footsteps and make the journey of life exceedingly difficult. The burdens are not always visible because many people don't like to advertise their troubles, but look into their faces and you will see the lines of anxiety. Look at their shoulders and you will see the signs of strain. In fact, look long enough at this never-ending procession and you will recognize some of your friends. You may even recognize yourself. It's a rare person who goes through the journey of life without having to carry some kind of physical handicap or emotional weakness or family responsibility or vocational difficulty that no other person can carry for them. The Apostle Paul wrote an obvious truth when he said every man, every woman will carry their own burden. Where are you going with this? Today we're going to talk about Jesus not only dealing with the demonic, we read that last week, not dealing only with storms, we read that 2 weeks ago or the message before that, but we're talking about the Lord God Almighty coming in contact with difficulties that people face in health. Remember this if you don't remember anything else. Jesus has authority over disease, the demonic, and death. Why would you want to be hooked up with anybody else? He's overcome and he's got authority over disease and the demonic and death. That's what we've been studying in the Gospel of Luke in the 8th chapter. So we pick it up today in Luke 8, beginning at verse 40, about a dead 12-year-old girl and a sick woman to show the power of Jesus. It begins in verse 40. I'm going to read it initially out of the ESV because that's what you use on the screen, but I'll probably be teaching verse by verse from the NIV. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter. That's important. Underline that in your Bible. Only had one daughter, an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him. There was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she'd spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe, the hem of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who is that, or who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." That's interesting. Power has gone out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. Well, believe it or not, folks, that's only half of the miracle. We'll continue tomorrow with the rest of this scripture from Luke 8. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.